community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Okay, we're here behind the merch tent at Indy Track. Second day, it's the dry day. It's the one day out of three where it's not raining. I'm delighted to be joined by Jake and Marie from Eureka, California. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
It was just a little bit confusing for me because you were initially introduced to me as Bunny Grunt, even though you're clearly not Bunny Grunt. Yeah. So it's up to you whether you want to do an interview on your band or on their band. I don't mind.
We know more about our bands. Yeah, but we'll know a little about Bunny Grunt.
We'll just say what we know.
We like Bunny Grunt.
Yeah.
We'll stick with that then. Yeah. Okay, now, clearly you're not from around here, which isn't a rude thing to say in England. It's no. You're from Athens, Georgia, is that right?
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Home of the B-52s and one other band. We're not sure which band it was.
Just us.
Exactly.
Eureka, California and B-52s.
Yeah, the only bands. Yeah.
We are the...
It's well known for having a thriving music scene.
Yes,
that
it does. Yeah.
Everyone
vibrant.
We know is in like five bands.
Yeah, so. It's a very vibrant music scene.
How is it over there? Do they have little? Obviously, there's lots of venues, but do they have festivals like this over there as well?
There's a couple. Yeah. Not so big. They're all smaller than this.
Yeah,
setting.
Nothing really quite this size. But we have Athfest, and then we have something called Slop Fest, which is like punk and like garage bands.
Yeah.
And stuff, and then
Athens Intensified,
yeah. And then we have we used to have Pop Fest, so yeah, it's not too bad. It's
similar kind of music scene to what we get over here. I mean, you're probably a bit familiar with the British bands, and
yeah, the Athens scene is just really.
Athens is all over the place.
Yeah, it's really all over the
map.
There's
a lot of experimental and electronic stuff coming up.
A lot of, like, avant-garde, and then there's also, like, hip-hop stuff.
Yeah,
and
hip-hop scene is forming, for sure.
Metal bands. There are even some hardcore bands starting up, and then there are, you know, just, like, pop bands and rock and roll bands. So it's like
anything you'd want to see, you can find it there, for sure.
So yeah. A bit of everything, because some places in England do tend to be a bit compartmentalised. All the hipsters seem to come from East London, and then you get, you know, we're out in Essex, a few years ago, a lot of metal bands and hardcore, and
sure.
It's all changing again now. So a bit of everything, though, yeah.
Yeah, and Athens kind of does, too. It kind of, it's very different, I think, the scene from when we first moved there. Like, I've lived there maybe about 8 years, and it's definitely changed. It was a lot more...
math rock.
Yeah, very mathy, yeah. And then now it's just really experimental, it seems.
Yeah.
That's great. I've written up my page of the tour guide now for Athens, so let's talk about the band now. That's why we're here. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get together?
Well, we actually met when we were in college, going to the University of Georgia, and we were playing in separate bands. And then there was a previous drummer for Eureka, California, and then he dropped off. And then Marie kind of, like, we were friends. We knew each other. Hung out, and she came in the band.
Just filled in.
Yeah.
I was supposed to fill in for one show, and I had never left, and that was 5 years ago. So.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so you've been together about 5 years, then.
How
would you describe your sound to anyone who hadn't heard you before?
Oh, I'm horrible at describing bands in general, let alone our band, but I kind of just, you know, I kind of just think of us as a rock and roll band, honestly. I mean, they're just, like, poppy songs... played, I don't know, in like a rock and roll, like a little punk fashion. I don't know. I'm already going off the rails here, and I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I think whenever you write, no matter how different it is, I pretty much play rock, garage, and surf beats.
Yeah, just sort of like whatever. Put those beats over anything.
Yeah, that's
and so
kind
like
of
any
my
sort of song I bring
play.
In. Yeah. And I think that's what ultimately makes it like Eureka, California is just like that meshing of
those
it together. Yeah.
Is there anyone you've been told you sound like, and you look at it and you think, we don't sound like that at all?
We get a lot of...
we've gotten some really weird ones.
We've gotten a lot of really weird ones. The Replacements is one we get a lot.
Super Chunk,
Guided by Voices.
I think it's mostly because their songs are really short.
The Jam.
Wow.
Yeah, we sort of get all of those
things. None of those
things.
Bands are the same.
The Plim Souls we got one time.
The
Spinanes. What the fuck? Lee Mavers. What was the name of his band?
The
Laws.
Yeah,
we get that sometimes.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah.
So it's just like really all over the map. But, you know.
Yeah.
I described Bunny Grunt as a Twee Thin Lizzy earlier. So I don't know.
We're
you
not
know?
Good at that.
Yeah, we're not good.
But those are all things that other people said. So.
Not our words.
Yeah.
Their words.
I read the Bunny Grunt and in the cuddlecore genre, which I hadn't heard before. Actually, it's a new one on me.
Yeah, that's really far removed from my sort of scene. Anything twee related.
But Bunny Grunt, I think, are a lot different now than they used to be.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been in it for like over 20 years
or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so
like
they've changed a lot.
Almost as long as we've been alive.
But all of their records are good.
Yeah.
All of them. And their new one is great. It just came out.
Yeah, which we got to. Which I can't get my head around that because it's called Volume 4 and yeah. It's not their fourth one, is it?
Nope.
And,
no.
And there's no Volume 1 to 3, is there?
I don't think so, no. But I love that Black Sabbath cover.
I love that. The artwork is great. Yeah, it's really good. It's a good one.
Now, you're over here at the moment, obviously playing indie tracks. You're just here for the day, is that right?
No, we're here all weekend. We were here yesterday, we're here tomorrow.
Yeah, we are here. We are making ourselves known, kind of. And, you know, we're along for the ride. We're having a good time.
Yeah. Is there anyone you've seen so far that you've really enjoyed, or anyone you're looking forward to seeing? Or you stuck in the merch tent all weekend?
Well, we played a show in Nottingham with Fever Dream and Evans the Death, who we've seen since then and are great.
Yeah,
and
I love Evans the Death. I think they are fantastic.
We saw The School and they sounded amazing.
Yeah, and then was Cinerama or
David
Gedges.
You caught them all last night, did you?
Yeah. And that was cool because we opened up for The Wedding Present when they came to Atlanta. So, like, that was cool to see that. And then, you know, I'm
totally
excited to see Bunny Grunt and just, you know.
The Go Team.
I'm absolutely.
Martha.
Yeah. The Go Team holds a special place in my heart. So,
yeah.
I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
I know. Just like.
Didn't expect them to be here.
Listened to that record 10 years ago and, like, loved it. Now I'm playing the same festival as them. It's like, you know.
Good lineup this year.
Yeah.
A great lineup.
Is it the first time you've been over to Indie Tracks, or have you been here before?
This is our first time at Indie Tracks, yes.
It's our third time in the UK, but first.
You can play some more gigs over here, aren't you? You got one coming up in London.
Yeah, we're playing the Shackwell Arms in London on August 1st, and then we're going up to Scotland here on Monday and Tuesday, and then working our way around the rest of the country until London. And London's the last date on the tour.
Okay, are you playing with Bunny Grunt? Are you doing a tour with them?
Yes.
Or
yeah. Every show's with Bunny Grunt.
Every show, yep.
The London show is a Fortuna Pop All Day with some other bands. Witching Waves.
Witching Waves, who are great.
Yeah,
they're
Witching
from
Waves
London.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're one of our favorite bands over here.
Should be a good time.
Now, you had a ton of records out on your store. I've never seen so much vinyl since I was that high, you know? I still don't have a record player.
Your label mostly puts out vinyl.
Yeah. In fact, I for a long time, I didn't have a record player, so like I couldn't even listen to our own test pressings. Like, I remember the first one we did, I couldn't even listen to it, and so we had to go like to someone's house to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, but now we have record players. We're very hip and with
the
it
guy that
now.
Does our label also runs a record store, so he's kind of on top of it. It's also like maybe it's country difference because I know cassette tapes are becoming really popular again in America, but over here sometimes people just have laughed at us for having tapes and they're like who buys these.
Yeah,
and
it's really bizarre,
but in America a lot of people drive like really old cars and so like those have tape players and it's just I don't know. We're trying to do most formats now with our new stuff.
I think cassettes are slowly coming back in the UK. It's taken a while, but I see more and more people doing them. Yeah,
I love them too.
They're cheap, and anybody can have them. And
I've still got about 30 boxes at home.
Yeah,
all converted to MP3 from the from way back. We just caught in a bit of a shower at the moment. We started the interview in bright sunshine, and now Derbyshire has got the better of us. So, going to say thanks very much for having a chat with us.
Thank you so much for having us. One last little
thing, we've been talking about all this vinyl. If anybody wants to find out more about you and especially where they can buy it, where can they go on the web?
We have a Bandcamp, eurekacalifornia.bandcamp.com. We have a website, which is eurekacaliforniaband.com, and you can buy everything through our label, HHBTM, or us. And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, all that stuff. Yes. SoundCloud.
Follow us on Instagram. See what we look like.
Yeah, I think you can buy it on iTunes as well.
Instagram is the thing. That's the one we're going to go with, Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So you got to put up our pictures and buy our stuff now.
Oh, yeah. We're all over Instagram.
Yeah, we're stars.
And we're really happy to be at Indie Tracks.
Great. Eureka, California, thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.